from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. My
friend. So we saw some football last night in the NFL with the Hall of Fame game that got cut short, but we have college football on the way, and you know what happens during college football season? On Monday, we have our guy Harold Grader on every single time at 6 o'clock. He is on X at Harold Grader. He's in studio now, Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, and also added another title. We have the chairman of the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame winning an election. Harold, how's it going, man? Well, you've been busy.
Thank you for that. And as far as the Hall of Fame, what in the heck were they thinking? No, it's a great honor. I appreciate it. We have a great group, folks representing communities and organizations all across our great state. And again, very proud of the work that we do at the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame, and very honored that they have bestowed on me the role of chairman of the board. So looking forward to a bright future for the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame.
You've had a nice busy offseason, though.
You've been
all over the place.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How was SEC Media Days?
It was awesome. It was really different. Different vibe to it, not being in the Southeast. Being in Texas, of course, it's different world in the state of Texas, and I say that as a native Texan. Having Texas and OU, the vibe was different, but still, nobody does it like the Southeastern Conference.
Yep.
Radio Row, the big room for the coaches, just everything. Yeah, let's face it. It's a TV show, and it's produced very, very well.
Yes.
And it's there's no better way to get the vibe going and get the juices flowing, knowing football is right around the corner. And it was a lot of fun. You know, new schools, some new coaches, some new faces, a lot of excitement. This new guy that I had never heard of working the desk at the SEC Network, this guy Saban was around.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Him on the other side, that's a different switch up than we've dealt with in 20 years. I mean, that was in itself wild, but he's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good.
It was so funny that first day when he didn't have his credential.
Yes.
And the young guy working the gate is like, I know who you are, but you don't have your pass. And coach, from what I was told, turned right back around and said, yep, I got it. Went back up to his room, grabbed his credential, and
that's a great employee. But at the same time, I don't know. If it was me, I'm like, come on through, coach. We know you have the credential somewhere. We've seen you signed up. I probably have this sheet in front of me. I can check you off. We have a checklist.
And I wondered if the young man had let him through. Would if Saban have stopped and said, you're not following the process. Even though you know who I am, you know what your job is, you didn't do your job, Would he have done that to the young man?
Yeah.
I doubt it, but I thought, was it a test?
I don't know. Nick Saban is a big protocol guy.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
He could have berated him right after that, like one of his former players.
Got to follow the process.
Yeah. Now, how do we feel? Alabama heading into this season with Kalen DeBoer, Jalen Milroe is going to be up there with Heisman hype the entire year. It feels like defensively, Kane Womack comes in. You should feel good about that side of the ball. I still feel really good about Alabama heading into this season, even without Nick Saban.
I agree. And obviously, Alabama folks, after all of that happened back in January, what's the future for us? Can he recruit in the SEC? What's the vibe of this program going to be? There's been the perfect mix to this point of honoring and recognizing Coach Saban, what he's done, the foundation that is there, embracing him. When he wants to be there, he can be there. Not saying, it's a new day, I'm the new young buck.
Right.
No, he hasn't done that. He's embraced all that. And I think Coach DeBoer has done a really, really good job of that. Recruiting's been fabulous. You've got that mix of some new faces with those returning players who know what it is to be an Alabama football player.
Yeah.
And that's not going to change, isn't going to change, and DeBoer is just going to build off these incredible, 17 years there at Alabama by Coach Saban.
And one of the strange things we've seen, though, with that Alabama fan base is they see, like, Roll Tide Willie showing up to practice. If you know who Roll Tide Willie is, I hope people do at this point. But you see, you know, music at practice. It feels like that's the conversation about Kalen DeBoer. He's switching up the culture,
right,
even though it was a very successful culture. And some people view that as a negative. But I keep imploring folks, especially Bama fans, if you're trying to compare culture or, you know, the prospect of winning and, you know, project what Nick Saban did onto Kalen DeBoer, I think that's a losing process from the start.
Yeah, because you have to be yourself.
Yes.
And the qualities that attracted Greg Byrne and whoever else was involved in that decision to hire him, they saw what they needed to see, wanted to see in the next guy. And you got to believe in it. You got to trust it. And up to this point, into the first week of practice in Tuscaloosa, so far so good, right?
Yep.
Everybody's liking what they're seeing, hearing, and they are primed and positioned to be a contender in the SEC.
All right, now let's talk locally.
Yeah.
We have this Memphis football program, my alma mater. We're in this process where it looks like this year could be the peak expectation of all time.
Yes.
And it's going to be interesting to watch how this all plays out throughout the year. I think the biggest question I have about this team is, you know, pressure bursts pipes or it
right,
makes diamonds. Which side does this team fall on? But it's unbelievable to see what is happening over at the University of Memphis and what could potentially come of this season.
Indeed. And it's great to see this kind of excitement, this level of expectation, and to this point, I would say they have embraced this. Ryan and that staff and this team have embraced that. Again, how do you deal with it? And I don't want to be trite, but you literally have to go day to day, week to week, game to game. And don't look past what are we doing today.
Right. Be in the present.
Today is what it is all about. And now just to shift gears just for a second for me, as an alum and a fan, and I've told Ryan this, and of course, I'm not the first guy to say this.
Right.
You know, the expectation is 12-0, 11-1, worst, 10-2, still playing for the league championship, winning the league championship, and being the group of five representative in the CFP.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think, as I step back into an evaluator's role and doing an assessment of that, I think that is, it's legitimate.
It's
think
fair.
That's real and fair with what they have back, what they have brought in, and they feel good about their football team, and rightfully so, that those are reasonable expectations for this program.
Yep.
And I'm fired up about it. Looking forward to it.
Let me ask you this, because I find this a little bit funny, just because, you know, talking to Ryan and having conversations behind the scenes with him. Ever since that FedEx NIL, you know, money came in, it feels like a different Ryan Silverfield, a guy who's got a tremendous amount of confidence in what's going to happen in the next few years.
Absolutely. Well, you look back at what has happened since the Tigers walked off the field at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium as the champion of the 2023 AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Coach got a contract extension. All of this other positive stuff has come along, the NIL. So they are able to compete with just about anybody in the country. I would say certainly you take any of the Power Four now from middle down in any of those conferences, from what I'm hearing and seeing, that Memphis now can compete in the NIL sphere with that funding.
Yeah.
And that's strong medicine for a program like the University of Memphis. And that's one of the many reasons, from my perspective, that if and when there's a reshuffling, and there's going to be a reshuffling of conferences again, the Tigers, not just football, but it is a lot about football, they are sitting there primed and ready to roll to whatever comes down the road. And football, obviously, a big piece of that. NIL is a piece of that. We see what's happening at the stadium. All of that stuff. An exciting time to be a Tiger fan, and let's go.
Massive inflection point. Massive inflection point. Now, you brought up the 2023 AutoZone Liberty Bowl, and that's where this confidence started building. Now, a little birdie that may or may not be named Harold Grader told me you ended up getting your hands on a championship ring. Is that true? A bowl ring.
Yeah.
Can we confirm deny this?
They were kind enough to allow me to buy one.
Okay. Rock on. Those are nice.
Nice souvenir for me.
And yes.
It's on on display at home, and you know.
And I love it.
What can I say? Allowing me to do that.
It's got Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium as the face of it. It is beautiful.
It's cool.
It really is.
Again, now, appreciate that.
Let's talk about your bowl game. With the stadium renovations, how do we expect all this stuff to play out? Obviously, you'll be on the 27th on that Friday, and it'll be 6 p.m. in prime time. How do we feel about where the renovations are at and what it's going to look like by the time we get to the bowl game?
Those are all great questions. I wish I had answers for all of that for you. I'm glad we don't go until last week of December. A lot of water is going to go under the bridge between now and then. But you look at what's happening, it'll affect things in 24 and 25 with the expectation that it's all finished in time for 2026. So some short-term pain a little bit for all of us. But, hey, what's down the road is exciting, and it's going to benefit us all. Big picture, it affects in a very positive way the entire community and all of us who are users of Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. So, again, don't have the answers to all of that. We have a feel for what the numbers are going to be. We expect there to be a higher capacity than what the Tigers will have just because of some of the premium areas they're going to create within the stands, and we won't do that for our game. But, we'll have enough seats, plenty of seats to take care of our local fans, our sponsors, our visiting teams. Again, what's coming down the road is going to be awesome.
Yes.
And we all have to just deal with it. And it's like construction on the interstate.
Right.
You just deal with it.
Yeah. It'll make life better on the back end.
Absolutely.
And you can make new memories. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Lifelong Memphian for the most part here. How did you feel seeing that side, the home side, being demolished?
Well, when the press box goes, because the press box is still standing.
Yes. It's on an island.
That's going to be probably the inflection moment for me, because I do have so many memories and so many hours and hours and hours having spent in that press box covering games. And if they were tearing down the entire stadium and it was going away, that'd be one thing. But that's not what's happening. They're enhancing it for the future. It did cause me to think back. Like, my earliest recollection is going to a game, sitting in the end zone as a Cub Scout at a Tiger at a Tiger football game.
Right.
And then, of course, my family were from Houston. My dad was a University of Houston grad. I remember going to a game in early 70s, maybe 1970, to see the Tigers play my dad's alma mater, University of Houston, and Elmo Wright Remember Elmo, the first guy to do the dance and wear the white shoes, dancing in the end zone for the Cougs? I was, maybe 9, 10 years old? So anyway, my time experiencing that stadium goes way back. And again, just looking forward to making even more memories in the future in what will be a beautiful home for college football and any other events they want to have in that stadium when it's all finished in 2026.
Yeah, it's going to be.
But the press box going will be a big one for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Although updates,
absolutely.
We're not bothered by updating that.
No, absolutely not. That's goal number one for us at the bowl game has been in a better press box. And that's not just about the press box, but the suites and all of the things that go along with that structure, which is a part of the ongoing phase two construction there at the stadium.
Yeah. Now, final thing.
Yeah.
You're a man of many hats. We already talked Tennessee Hall of Fame. You're the chairman there. We have associate executive director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. You also are a man there at the top of the Memphis Touchdown Club. I just want to ask
of them.
Really quick. Obviously, I don't need full details by any stretch of the imagination. I'm sure they will come down soon.
Yes.
But what can you tell us about the schedule for the fall for the speaker series?
Well, I appreciate that. Number one, we appreciate the continued relationship and partnership with you
Absolutely.
Guys here at 92.9. We are going to have 9 meetings this year, one more than last year. The first meeting is coming up on August 20th. It's a Tuesday because our guest speaker couldn't do it on our typical Monday. But 9 meetings, first one August 20th, a lineup of a who's who in college football.
Love it.
A former coach is lined up, a current coach is lined up, some folks who deal with what I would refer to as the business side of college football, whether it's NIL, player personnel, then just analysts. I mean, it's a wide spread of different personalities and folks who impact the game of college football. It's going to be fun, first and foremost. We're going to shine the spotlight, as we have for the past year or so, on Le Bonheur Children's Hospital, raising dollars for them, and just getting together and talking ball.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love that, right?
Yeah, breaking bread, talking ball.
You
can't beat it. You really can't.
No, I'm ready. Let's go.
I'm hyped up. We'll get an announcement soon here.
Indeed.
Because we're partnered up yet again here at 92.9 and with the Memphis Touchdown Club. I'm hyped up to see what's in store for the fall with that speaker series. But, Harold, I appreciate you hopping on, carving out some time.
Thank you, Gabe.
Yes, sir. That's Harold Grader at Harold Grader on X, Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl and newly elected chairman of the Tennessee Hall of Fame.
And I got to throw this in at the end. One of the other hats I wear very proudly.
Yes.
I'm an Alabama dad, baby girl starting senior year in Tuscaloosa. So the end is in sight. So a final Roll Tide.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.